I don't know if y'all know it or not. Me and Sandra, we are the state champions of Falling Down. Y'all didn't know that? Anyway, y'all didn't see it in the paper. If you play spades, anybody know how to play spades? If you play spades, you know, we're the champions, all right? We beat Chris and Willie. They used to be the champions, but we the champions. Okay, I just want y'all to know. Y'all didn't know that. Okay. Man, y'all didn't know. Okay. Mark 16, verse 15. Real simple. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Gospel means good news. Go to people and bring them good news. Real simple. I had, all this past week, I had a sermon. I had something I was going to say, and I had a plan, and I thought it was pretty deep. I was going to say some stuff, and I was going to get into some things. And I got up this morning. When I got up this morning, God said, say this. All right. Just hot off the press. This is what I want you to talk about. Now, and that's how God messes with me, okay? I'll be going all through the week, and I'm thinking I'm going to be talking about this, and then it'll change. And it's okay. It used to be a time where I struggled with that, because I would think God's going to give me something, and I'd get ready to talk about it, and then I'd get near the end, and God would try to change it, but I wouldn't want to change it. And so I would just force stuff, and I would just say stuff a lot of times, and it wouldn't work. And I was like, God, what's going on? And he said, the wind of the Spirit. You ever notice the wind? One day it's blowing that way, and then the next day it's blowing that way. And what you got to understand is God moves as he sees fit. And if God wants to blow the wind this way, okay, that's the way it's going that day. That's what he's talking about that day. And if he wants to change it, he has the power, he has the right, he's God. He can just swing the other way. And so over time I've learned to understand, okay, God, I might be thinking this way, going this way, God's going to move me this way. Some of you even been there where you'll say, God, I think God's going to have me do this. And you'll start walking this way, and next thing you know, you're over there. And it's the wind of the Spirit. God will move. And you got to be obedient to that. Let him flow. Let him move. So, God changed everything up this morning. Have you ever heard the term, play the hand you've been dealt? Have you ever heard that? Carl, play the hand you've been dealt. You know what it means. Talk to me. You can talk. Nobody's going to hurt you. All right? You can talk to me too, God. Do you know what it means? Play the hand you've been dealt. Anybody know? What does it mean?
It means you get certain cards. And don't try to wish that you get other cards. You play the cards you are dealt.
Okay. So whatever life... Yeah, you got something?
Make the most of what you got.
Make the most of what you got. All right? So whatever life gave you... This is what life gave me. All right? I'm 5'11". I wanted to be 6'5". Okay? See the muscles I got? This is all the muscles I got. I wanted to have big unit like the Hulk. I wanted to have this kind of muscle. Alright? I wanted to be light skinned with curly hair. Like Billy D. Boy, I wouldn't look good. Alright? That's what I wanted. Brad, you ain't got nothing to leave for what I was gonna look like. Alright? But this is what life dealt me. Alright? I wanted to have three brothers. I had three sisters. Alright? There were certain things, but this is what life dealt me. And so you'll hear that term, play the hand you were dealt. And so it has to do with life, what you were given. It could have to do with what you had to face, the parents that you had. And so you're supposed to play the hand that you were dealt. You're supposed to make do with it. And when you first hear that, now that's not a term in the Bible, but when you first hear that, it sounds okay. Make the best of what you got. Here's the picture I saw. And for those of you who don't know, a lot of times God will show me pictures and he'll give me a picture of something, and he'll say, all right, you know, talk from there. And so here's the picture I saw. I saw four people at a table. One was you. And you get the deal. And you get to deal the cards out. You get to deal the cards out. And you know how you are. You try to deal the best hand you can for yourself, right? You want the best for you. And so you try, you deal. And you don't know, but you're hoping you're getting the best. And sometimes you do get a good hand, but a lot of times you don't get the best you could get. And so you're supposed to make the best out of what you got. But you're trying to deal yourself a good hand, and so you have plans, and you're trying to make things, and you're trying to get things done, and you're trying to deal yourself a good hand, and you're trying to hope you can go here and make this happen and have this, and you're trying to deal yourself a good hand. And sometimes it works out, but a lot of times you don't get a good hand. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you're lucky. Sometimes you're lucky for a while. But then there comes a bad hand, and it's the hand you've been dealt. So you got to play with it. And you got to deal with the other people that are around the table. On this side, you got people. You got you here, and you got people on this side. It could be your parents. It could be your husband, your wife. It could be your children. And you got people, and they deal a hand. And you got to understand how people deal, too. People, when they deal you a hand, they kind of do it like this. I like your color. You get a good card. I don't like your color. You get a bad card. Hey, I like where you live at, what you own, what you have. You're just like me. You get a good card. Oh, I don't like, you don't see the things the way I see it. You don't view things the way I, and so people have a tendency, they'll deal you a hand depending on if they like you or not. And so if they like you, you might get a good hand. Hey, I got a good hand. But you better make sure you stay likable. Because if all of a sudden you start to become unlikable and they don't like something, they're going to give you up. You follow me? On the other side, I saw dealing, because they can deal too. It'll come their turn. Life. I saw life dealing. Do you understand life? Life will deal you a hand. And the thing about life wants to be in control. Life wants to let you know it runs everything. So life will deal you a hand, and a lot of times it's hard. It will deal you pain. It will deal you suffering. It will deal you problems. It will deal you pressure. I don't know if you notice or not, the longer you live, the more pain you see. The longer you live, the more problems there are. The longer you live, the more pressures that come in. And life will deal that to you. And you'll get handed cards from life, and it don't care what color you are, it don't care what you got, what you don't have. Life wants you to know you bow down to me. And they'll have the top cards. And they'll give you little cards. And they'll have big cards. Because they want you to know, I'm running the show. I deal this hand. On the other side, last side over here, you got Satan. Satan has cards. Satan has good cards. Aces, kings, queens, jacks, good cards. But here's the deal. Satan will say, hey, listen. I got it for you. I got protection. I got money. I got power. I got everything for you. And I will give you the good cards of life, but you got to do something for me. Remember he came to Jesus? Jesus, if you bow down and serve me, I'll give you everything. Satan will do the same thing for you. He'll give you whatever you want, but you're going to have to pay a price. You're going to have to pay for it. And so he'll give you the cards you want, but you're going to have to pay for it. He's got the cards. People have cards. Life has cards. Satan has cards. And he's been dealing them to me. Now, explain to me. You explain. I got all the aces here. All aces. She got all the aces. I got a 3, a 7, and another 3. Who gonna win?
Sandra.
Who gonna win?
What game?
We playing space. But right.
Space.
If they got the top cards and I got lower cards, how can I win? They say play the cards you've been dealt. But how can I win with these cards? How can I be set? I mean, if I dealt these cards myself, I'm unsatisfied. If people dealt them to me, and this is the cards they gave me, and they got the aces, and I got the low cards, how can I win? How can I be satisfied with life? How can life have any meaning to me? If life has dealt me these low cards, and life has the high cards, how can I win? How can I win in life? How can I win with people? If the devil says, no, you won't play my game, you got these low cards, how do I win? How do I win? How do you win with the hand you've been dealt? Help me? Doctor, how do you win with it? She has high cards, I got low cards. I'm gonna throw out a 3. What you gonna throw out?
Ace.
I'm gonna throw out a 7. What you gonna throw out? How do you win in life? How do you beat life? How do you beat Satan? How do you beat people? So, there's no way you can play the hand you've been dealt. Here's the good news. Here's what God said. God said, Vane, you got to get a new dealer. You got to get a new dealer. You have been trying to deal life. Let me see if I can get the right car. Let me see if I can figure life out. Or you've been going to people and you've been trying to, hey, can you help me? Or you've been trying to work it out through life. I'm trying to see if you can finagle through life. Life ain't helping you. And some have even, I won't say here, but some have even said, hey, Satan, okay, hey, I'll take your cards. I know I got to pay a price. I know I got to do some crazy stuff, but I'll take it so that I can get the cards life so I can make it. So I can have a blessed life, a successful life. I can. And what God wants, here's the good news. God says, hey, there's a new dealer. Jesus. Like she was saying, God. Go to God. Ask him to deal your hand. All these cards right here, all spades. They're trump cards. It doesn't matter if you get a small card. Whatever card they got will be outdone by yours. It doesn't matter how small. It doesn't matter how big theirs are. God will out-trump everything. And what you got to get to a place is, here's what God is saying. God is saying, hey, come to me for your cards. You have been going to people. What do you think about me? How do you feel about me? How do you see me? What can you do for me? You're trying to get your self-esteem, your self-image, and all that from people. And they've been dealing you a hand, and it ain't working. You've been trying to go through life and trying to figure out life. Life ain't handing you nothing. Some of you made a deal with the devil. Well, I'll do it this way. Okay, I'll back off. I won't do it the way. And it ain't working. And what God is saying, he's saying, hey, listen, come to me. I'm the new dealer. I will deal you a hand. And it's all trump cards. And you will always win. Does that make sense? there's a new deal. And when God deals you your hand, you can't help but win. You won't lose. And then you can play the hand you've been dealt. And you won't feel like, God, I have no chance. Neither is hope. And he will deal you a hand. He will deal you love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and mercy and grace and understanding and faithfulness. Do you follow? There's a new deal. That's the good news. And I can tell you're taking his hand, you're using his hand, because life doesn't beat you up. People don't beat you up. Satan doesn't destroy you, because you're starting to use his cards. You're starting to play with his deck, with the hand he's given you. Now you can play the hand you've been dealt, because you're using his hand. Read the Bible. Study the Bible. Listen to the Bible. Hear people. Get into a church. It doesn't have to be this one. Find a church. Get somewhere where you're getting the hand of God that he's trying to deal to you so that you can win. Does that make sense? God wants you to win. I love it. God says there's a new dealer, and I want you to win. I don't want you to lose. I don't want you to lose in life. I don't want you to lose to people. I definitely don't want you to lose to Satan. I want you to win. And he's here for you. All you got to do is just say, okay, God, I'm not going to take any more cards from anybody else but you. Amen?
Amen.
Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Thank you that you want to deal to us new cards. Cards that are blessings. That are good for us, Father. Help us, Father. Help us to receive your word, to hear your word, to understand it. Lord, I thank you for each person here. Bless their day. Be with them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, y'all be blessed. Have a good day.
She never said that.